I want to start this podcast by reading out loud what I just got. A message from the universe in my teacup. Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken.
Oh, that's such a good reminder and an opening sentence for this podcast and a very relevant topic for everything that we do, talk about, share, and also specifically about today's topic.
Yes, so hello and welcome to an episode. If it's the first time you're listening, warmly welcome to you. And if you have been here before, super grateful that you're back. Today we are going to talk about a topic that we got so many DMs about and so many requests to share more about. So we are going to talk about food.
Yes.
And specifically going from being vegan to non-vegan and food freedom, hormones. Yeah, let's just dive into our journey.
Yeah, and health, well-being, even sustainability.
Yeah. So hopefully, if you're listening right now, you will find something that resonates. And as the beginning quote said, if it's not for you, leave it. Like, be yourself. That's the most important message for today.
Yeah, take what resonates, leave the rest. Mm-hmm. Speaking of food, my first question to you is, have you had any delicious food today?
I just went to Somos here in town and had my favorite smoothie. It's a green go with spirulina, something else, something more. And I was wearing a full green outfit that matched my smoothie, so the waiter had to take a picture.
Nice.
No, the waiter. Julia, who I just met, had to take a picture. The waiter said, you need a picture. But yesterday I had the most insane meal that I love. It was a warm, big cacao with coconut milk, maca, lucuma, like raw cacao, and then a huge acai bowl with homemade granola and cacao nibs. I was full for 5 hours after
that. Where
did
you have that cacao?
In Tea House.
Oh gosh, I have to try.
They have three kinds. One sipping cacao that's super concentrated, and then one latte, which is more sweet, and then another one that I didn't try.
Nice. Haven't had cacao in a while.
No, me neither. And I thought I was going to be so awake, but I actually slept like 10 hours last night. So cacao is amazing because it regulates you.
Yeah, it is sort of an adaptogen.
It is an adaptogen.
So if you don't know what an adaptogen is, it is something that will adapt to what your body needs. Which is so fascinating that plants can do that.
Yeah, and cacao is super heart opening too.
Yeah.
So I've been a little disconnected maybe, and then, I don't know, it just opens up something. So the rest of the day I had to be alone for a little bit on the beach and just like sit with that good feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, food. So tell me.
Yeah.
When did you first start to care about, I would say, what you eat?
Ooh. I think in my teen years. As a child, was like, just ate everything that we were served at home. Sounds like we never made anything ourselves. No, but like, we had the family meals, and then I did not think much about health, honestly. I came home from school, had noodles.
We made brownies.
Cheese doodles, chocolate, everything. But we were doing so many sports, so it didn't really have any effect. But then I guess when I moved for myself, I think that's when I started to care more.
I think before that. Yeah, before. I remember that.
I started to become aware about sugar first, I think. And I was testing out a lot of different alternatives to sugar because I'm very interested in reading about nutrition and learning new things. So I was like, okay, stevia, is that better than sugar? And how can you try all these alternatives? And then, yeah, I baked a lot of sort of alternative recipes, and not all of them were so successful. And then I started also trying gluten-free recipes because I had some trouble with my digestion and I thought maybe it was gluten. And yeah, so I'd sort of switched out things here and there until I got into more of the plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm. But I remember you had a period after you were Rus.
Yeah.
Where you also became very... it was super important for you to have lots of protein.
Yeah, which it still is, because it is important. But I think... Yeah, I was just affected by which articles I was reading, who influenced me, following a lot of really strong people, and thought that was super fascinating. So yeah, been discovering, been looking into different worlds, and it's a journey. I think we evolve throughout our lives, how we relate to food.
Yeah, and you think you always had a healthy relationship to food?
No, for sure not. I know that I haven't. As so many other, I was going to say girls, but I think any gender that you resonate with can struggle with food, because basically we aren't taught to have a healthy relationship with food.
Mm.
And secondly, what we see in the media, even before social media, influences us hugely. Like growing up in the 90s, everything was about being as skinny as possible. Then there was like a strong wave, then there was this and that, and you, as a child, you don't know how to decide whether it's good or bad, or whether it's right or wrong, or whether it fits you at all. So, and also comparison with my friends or people I saw, or just, I don't know, not being comfortable in my own body. And food is the one thing that you can control in addition to training. So I had a super, it's years ago now, but I had a super challenging relationship with food. And trying to control it.
So what did that mean, like monetizing?
Monetizing it. Selling food.
Monitoring.
Yeah, controlling.
Yeah.
As we do when we panic, we try to control. So I wanted to control how much I ate and how much I used, and try to always keep it in balance or lower so I wouldn't gain weight. It was exhausting. And I was like, okay, this can't be the way.
Mm.
But it seems like people do this, so maybe I should do it too.
Mm.
Just confused.
Yeah.
Totally like a lost puppy.
Mm.
Which I have so much compassion for.
Mm.
And I think so many people have it like that still.
Yeah. And how did you sort of evolve out of that?
By combination of things, I think just growing as a person, evolving in my self-esteem, in who I was, but also finding a new training, a way of training and being physically active that I liked. So that it didn't feel like a punishment or something I had to do, or it had to be this hard. So then my body naturally changed to just balance out with how I felt comfortable too. Mm. Yeah, and learning even new things about nutrition. But I think it is more of that inner part of that. Okay, but I am just great, just as how I am right now. I don't need to change anything.
Yeah.
My goal is to feel healthy. So I think my intention changed from, oh, I want to look like this and this, to how do I want to feel?
Mm.
Because that was what was underneath it all, was that I wanted to feel good.
Yeah.
So when I changed the perspective or the intention to wanting to feel really, really good, I mean, with my energy levels, hormones, health, happiness, then I started to eat accordingly. And I also understood that controlling was not the way to well-being.
Mm.
So it's very hard to describe it in a short amount of time, but it's definitely a process.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And how about you? Have you had challenging times?
With food, for sure. I remember when I was 20, 21, my mom, I'd moved from home, I lived in Copenhagen, and my mom just moved in with her now husband. And I was really struggling with accepting that my parents divorced and suddenly there was a new man and I didn't feel comfortable at home. And my way of coping was to stop eating. And I remember it wasn't about the food. Like, I think I just really wanted to be seen.
Yeah, get attention.
Yeah, and I really, not necessarily, but I wanted to numb out everything. I didn't want to feel. Like, it was really, really, I didn't know how to process that divorce at all.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I was breaking up with my boyfriend, I remember. And so it was just like a coping mechanism. And I remember losing so much weight that, you know, my mom sat me down and told me like how easy it is to get into this anorectic mindset.
Yeah.
And that you can really end up being damaged for so many years and like how harmful it is. And I took it seriously. So I don't know how, but I found a way out of it.
Yeah.
Before it was really started, luckily. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
But I remember also when I lived in London, I had such a hard time with my digestion as well. And I was so stressed all the time. So I could never really eat well. Like, I was never relaxed enough. And I hated cooking. I hated making food. And so I often ended up with like, yeah, not the best meals. And that really affected my health. I got burned out, also because of the stress. And I remember when I moved home again to my dad, I finally managed to find a balance. And then everything in my body just fell into place.
Mm.
So yeah, I've had really many ups and downs with it.
Yeah.
And I think for me, the hardest part has been this hormonal balance. And sort of, I've also been in a place where, you know, like before you go out to eat in restaurants, you want to check the menu, you want to make sure you know what you want to order, you want to know what they have. And I think that's very controlling.
Yeah.
That you don't have the freedom to just go a place and pick something.
Yeah.
And I remember also having this feeling like, oh, but if I eat that, I have to do this after. Like, you have to cancel out sort of eating something unhealthy or whatever.
Yeah. Or before.
Yeah.
Do something and then you can enjoy this or that.
Oh my gosh, what a life. Yeah. Wow. It really torture. Was a prison. Like, now that I look back at it, I'm like, that's torture. That's horrible.
Mm.
Compared to how I live now, it's like, oh, it's so much better.
Yeah.
And I think also some of the challenging things is, you know, like what to eat. Because there's so much advice out there. And it took me years to really start to listen to my own body instead of everybody else. So the first time I came here to Costa Rica, I was introduced to plant-based foods. And becoming vegan changed everything. I felt so healthy. I felt amazing. I felt like my digestion was working. My skin was working. And I really felt so connected to it because I love animals more than anything. And it really gave me like a higher purpose. And we built our company on a lot of sharing the love for plants.
Yeah.
And it was just like so beautiful for a long time until I started to get really, really hormonal issues. Like, I have been very blessed with clear skin until I was maybe 25, and then I got what they call grown-up acne from hormonal imbalance. And I couldn't understand why, because I ate so well and clean, and you know, it was like spirulina, it was everything that was so good for you. And now later I've come to understand that it was, first of all, not enough food. Was not balanced. It was not enough protein. Like, it was just wasn't a good, healthy, balanced, wholesome way of living. And it was restrictive.
Yeah.
And restriction doesn't only come in the form of what you eat, but it's the energy you put into what you eat.
Yeah.
And if you have a restrictive energy in what you eat, your body will never feel good.
Yeah.
You will always be in the mindset of lack, punishment. It's a negative cycle.
Yeah.
And it affects everything. It affects, like, your finances, it affects your happiness, it affects your body. It's very, it goes much bigger than you think.
Yeah.
And that has been maybe one of the hardest things, was to get out of this restriction energy and then start to really find freedom in food and listen to myself, like, okay, but what is it that my body needs? And what is it that makes me happy? Does it make me happy to go to a restaurant and not eat because my friends, because we went to a restaurant where I don't find anything healthy?
Yeah. That was one of the parts that I found that really sucked.
Mm.
And also when you restrict, or when you don't eat enough or balanced for your type of body, you can even gain weight because the body restricts and holds on to everything because it knows that what's coming in is scarce.
That's what I did. I gained weight and I couldn't understand it because I was like, but I'm so healthy.
Mm.
So that was really hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's, food is so much about, you know, really tuning into your body. What is it that I need? Sometimes I feel super airy and I need to eat something grounding. Sometimes I feel super lazy and I know I need more energy. Like, and then now it's so easy for me to literally tune in and I can feel exactly what kind of food my body wants.
Yeah.
And it never goes wrong anymore. And I can eat whatever, as what I've noticed, for example, I haven't had eaten gluten for many years because I tested for it, and the doctor said that if I continue to eat gluten, you will get celiac, or what it's called. And for me, that sounds absolutely horrible. So I avoided it for maybe 10 years. And then I started to notice that when I was really relaxed and really, like, in a good place, I could eat bread or pasta and it went completely fine. But then maybe another time when if I did it when I wasn't in the right place, it was really, would hurt my stomach. So I was thinking, like, okay, maybe it actually isn't the food.
No.
It's something else.
Yeah.
And that is a big discovery. And huge. I think that a lot of allergies are our subconscious mind trying to protect us in the way that they can. It can. Because something has to be like the enemy, or it wants to find something to blame. And then that's why allergies are so common. And I've spent a lot of time healing this and understanding that from an energetic perspective. But I think that the most healthy thing I ever did was stop trying to fix anything with food. Like, not thinking like, oh, but I have this allergy and I have to fix it. I just, like, let it really go. And I listened to my body and I started to eat foods that felt really balancing. And then it was like, I saw the biggest difference in my body ever. And I feel stronger than ever. And then there are periods where, you know, like, now I don't have any restrictions on anything, like, not alcohol, no nothing. So, for example, if I have a week where I party too much, I can see it in my skin at once. So I know with myself, like, yes, you can still be unhealthy in some ways. And then, you know, there's consequences of that. But I just want to be, yeah, living my life and really have freedom around it. And I know I still have a way to go. Okay, that's a monologue for me.
I remember this was one of the things that I worked on with Billy, Lu Feng. And she always said, when I was like, oh, but I have such a stomach ache from eating this and this and this, because that was my connection in my brain. She was like, it's not the food. And I was like, what? Can it be something else? And then starting to dive into that and discover, like, okay, emotions can cause me stomach ache, or not feeling my emotions, or stress, as you say, or a day that has been full of shocking information, or keeping a tight jaw and tight shoulders all day, and just, you know, even for me, having a full work day in the mindset that what I'm doing is not good enough. That can cause a stomach ache. Mm. There are so many things that we feel and think that can cause us to have these symptoms that we usually relate to food. And what we do is that we blame the food, because then we have an easy, understandable cause and effect, which our brain loves. Because our brain is basically created to find problem, solution. And that's what we think. Oh, then we have the solution, then we cut the gluten, boom, we're good. But then what happens? We get a stomach ache even if we're not eating gluten. So we find the next thing, we try to eliminate that, the next thing eliminate that. And suddenly that can lead to a very restrictive diet where we feel like we're allergic to everything.
Mm.
And basically, maybe it's just us avoiding to really authentically, truly, radically feel our emotions.
Mm. So when did you stop being vegan?
I would say a year ago. I remember I was here in Costa Rica last January, and I was like, ooh, that bagel with the scrambled eggs looks so good. I have to have it. And I usually am quite good listening to myself, so I ordered it, and I was like, ooh, wow, this feels sensationally good.
Mm.
Because eggs was on my list of things, so it was like, no, I cannot eat that. Chickens have a horrible life. It may be viruses. So many things. But then my body, nutritionally, wanted and needed eggs. And so it started slowly, opening up to one-on-one thing. And I told myself that I'm just going to give my body exactly what it needs, because I want to feel my best. And if this is helping me feel my best, then I can also do my best, contribute my best, teach my best, you know, everything. It's a huge snowball effect.
Mm.
So I didn't really look back or regret or punish myself for that, which was great. I mean, I love, as you said, I also absolutely adore animals. And that was one of the things that really resonated with me in a vegan diet, was that no animals were involved, no harm at all. So I still, within eggs, for example, always look for the best, organic, free range, like that they have a good life. But at the same time, I don't want to punish myself with restricting or withholding. So I've told myself I'll eat anything that I desire, which still has not led me to eat meat. Just naturally, I haven't wanted it, so I haven't eaten it. But if, you know, a cake has, I don't know, dairy, or I'm not going to be restrictive anymore. It's just, it doesn't resonate anymore. I want freedom, and that feels so freaking good.
Mm. Yeah, it was around October last year for me as well. I came to Costa Rica and I just felt so ungrounded. I felt like I was literally flying the whole time. And that can give you a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
And I remember we were working with Heath at the time, and I told him, I was like, I feel like I need fish.
Mm.
But I don't want to eat animals. Like, what do I do? And then he actually gave me a prayer, which is like connecting to the fish, thanking the whole ecosystem.
Mm.
And thanking, like literally putting so good energy into the what you eat and connecting with the circle of life.
Yeah.
And so that was my first step out, was eating fish.
My step out.
Step out. Or
prison.
No.
It sounds
And then, like, I didn't like it. I felt better, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I still struggled with guilt.
Mm.
So it took me a while, and then I remember last year I had the most horrible experience with my hormones, and around March I met with a nutritionist, and I told her, like, yeah, I've been following this medical medium guy, and he talks about how important it is to eat, you know, only fruits in the morning and blah, blah, blah. And she really said to me, like, you have no idea how many girls I have in my office who messed up their hormones because of this guy. And I was in such disbelief because I really trusted in him and believed in him. And if you don't know what a medical medium is a guy who sort of gets message from spirit. And I think he has a lot of amazing messages when it comes to, for example, what a papaya does to you.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's so extreme. For me, for some, it works. But it's very healing for some who have like extreme diseases and really need to detox on every level.
Yeah.
But for me, it became more of something like more of a...
Another box.
Another, if I don't do that right, I'm not right.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally another prison. And she told me, like, okay, but you work out so much. You are, like, eating this food, but still you have gained weight. You can't see your muscles. Like, you're not building it the way you're supposed to. And it really hit me hard. Because so many people that I trusted in nutritional advice had sort of didn't work on me. And so I understood, like, wow, I really need to make this change, like, it's time.
Yeah.
And that was really, 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 really hard, because then you're like, it's almost like suddenly you can't trust your mom. You know, it's that feeling.
Yeah, exactly, because you've trusted one way of doing things for a while, and then suddenly it's not working out. So why should you trust anything new?
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances of that working out instead?
Yeah.
Especially when it goes against your values.
Yeah.
So that's super hard, and also knowing that everyone is so different.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was really hard. And
I remember you went a lot back and forth, whether you wanted to
go
forward with it or not.
Yeah. And I sort of remember almost feeling a bit resentful towards this lady. She's a really good nutritionist.
Yeah.
Because now I had new information that I had to deal with.
Yeah.
And she told me, for example, like, you have to eat proteins in the morning.
And fat.
And fat. And I was like, but medical medium says protein and fat are bad for you.
Yeah. Can almost not believe that now.
And so it took me another March, April, May, June, July. Another 4 months.
Mm.
And then I remember, I think I came to your house for breakfast and you made scrambled eggs. And I ate it and I was like, wow.
That's in Portugal?
So good, yeah.
Mm.
And that's when I started to eat eggs. And then I started to eat eggs and avocado in the morning and really like... focused more on, okay, every meal have some protein.
Mm.
And then, I don't know, like, suddenly I just fell into a new rhythm. And my body just loved it. Mm. Like, everything balanced out. And not only because of the food, it was also because of other life decisions.
Yeah.
And maybe doing more strength training, like... But I think ultimately also something shifted in my self-confidence with figuring this out myself and then releasing, like, having someone else be the god of what I was supposed to eat.
Yeah. And having so many rules.
And having so many rules. And I also think, you know, that summer or fall, I was also in a relationship. And when you're with another person and they eat everything, you kind of get, it's exhausting to have so many rules. You just open up, and when you're in love, you're also very open.
Yeah.
And that also helps a lot.
Yeah, it can have a really good effect just to be living with someone who has a lot of food freedom.
Yeah. So,
and who eats a lot.
Yeah. And also, like, calls you out when you don't eat enough, for example.
Yeah.
So I think that has been my, like, where I am now. And I'm thinking now, like, where am I in 10 years? I'm probably going to be like, I can't believe I ate blah, blah, blah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Just going to have even more and more and more and more freedom. I don't know if it's possible to have more freedom, but...
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
But I think for me now, I'm in a phase where I'm like, I don't want to... Like, I try to make a smoothie with spirulina in the morning and be really healthy. But I just don't want it right now. It's almost like I'm having a little phase away from these things. And I know that I will bounce back to it and then go out again.
Hmm.
But, it's really... It's fascinating what happens when you actually start listening to your body instead of your brain.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating what I've observed with myself. If I make something that my brain thinks is healthy or something that I should have, I don't feel good after.
It's so funny, I did that this morning.
And if I make something that my body and my whole being and energy body and everything wants,
yeah,
no matter what it is, yeah, I feel so good.
Yeah.
It can be quote-unquote unhealthy.
Yeah.
So those boxes just need to go, those labels.
And I think it's also wise to know your human design with regards to digestion. For me, for example, I've read a little bit about it and I was like, this actually resonates. For example, like for me, it's good to eat my biggest meal at night.
Mm.
And that's really true for me. Like if I eat a lot, for example, at lunch, I have no energy. So it doesn't work for me that way. And then some people are like, that's not the way to do it. But for my body, it works perfectly.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to fast in the morning and it's amazing. And other times I'm too hungry to do that. So, and fasting also has been such an amazing thing for my digestion. And
for me, it's the total opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
I never fast. Mm. I always eat.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to realize, how different we are.
Mm.
And we just have to discover it through experiencing.
Yeah, that's what I think, ultimately.
So my human design digestion is calm environment. Mm. And that also resonates so much.
Yeah.
If I eat at a loud, noisy restaurant, a lot of people to talk to, everything, I feel like I don't digest my food.
Yeah.
So, nice, calm dinner without watching something.
Mm.
I mean, I love watching things while I eat, but still, yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of like where it is right now. And for me, I still struggle a bit with gluten, for example.
Mm.
So, I would love to be completely free from that. But I think still in my brain, it's so imprinted what that doctor said.
Yeah, of course. It's a huge fear.
Yeah, it's a huge fear. Yeah. So I'm not like, maybe I'm not ready.
Yeah.
This summer, I ate a lot of bread, a lot of tortilla, like everything, and it went fine. But still, I think if I can avoid it, I still want to avoid it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And we have to remember that doctors feel like a super authority when it comes to health.
Mm.
It always, when they tell us something, it feels like they have the ultimate truth.
Yeah.
Because that's how we're brought up.
Mm.
But it isn't necessarily true.
Mm.
Which is pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that what I've also learned is to, you can still, even if you have been vegan, like I was for 4 years, even when I eat eggs now, like you can still connect and be just as gentle with your food in a way.
Yeah.
And ethical. If you just, yeah, have the right mindset, pick the right foods, but also, you know, don't pick the right foods. It's okay to.
Don't, again, make another rule.
Yeah, that's like the thing.
Everything has to be organic, for example. Exhausting.
Yeah. And I don't think that's good for our bodies, to be honest. I think a little bit of everything is super nice for us. We need this and that bacteria. Yeah.
We don't necessarily need a lot of pesticides. But
no.
And I mean, organic is great for so many things. For the people who work with the food. Mm. For the soil that is going to continue to grow. For the wages that they're paid.
Yeah.
So I'm a big, big fan. Mm. But again, I'm not going to punish myself if I don't find anything organic.
Mm.
Or if it's super expensive and I choose the non-organic thing.
Yeah. And it's kind of strange because we have so many podcasts where we like have talked about, you know, okay, what do you do if you're vegan and you're at Christmas dinner with your family?
Mm.
And I still find that all of those things, like standing up for yourself, you know, it's still so valuable.
Very.
But maybe our intentions were so good, but maybe at the core of it, it was a little bit of a fear of food as well that we didn't know at the time.
But you can do the same thing with another intention.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the intention was amazing, as you're saying.
Yeah.
But another feeling around it.
Yeah. But one thing for me that I don't eat, actually, is sugar. And it's not something I think about, but I don't feel good when I eat it. So it's like, and it's not even like a restriction, I think, but it's just I'm not tempted at all. It's like I'm not drawn to it. And I'm not tempted. It's not like I feel like I'm missing out on something.
No.
I get such a headache.
Yeah.
So I know that still, even when I'm have more freedom of food, I'm super healthy. If I want to compare myself, that you never should, but to another person's diet. So it's like, yeah, it's always interesting, you know, when you live with different people and see how they eat and how they view what you eat, for example. Then you realize, like, okay, I make these choices. I didn't even realize that. It's very interesting.
Very. And again, I'm total opposite when it comes to sugar. It doesn't affect me at all. Can have a Coke on an empty belly and not feel anything. Yeah. So we are just so different, every single person, even though we have many of the same, I don't know, genes, DNA.
Yeah.
Something, being sisters. But I think it's a big combination of how our physical body is created, our energy being, our, as you say, even human design, but also largely our programming in our brain.
Yeah.
How we are brought up, because our brain's like a computer. So just like we train dogs by repeating something, teaching them something, treating them, giving them treats for this and this and this behavior. That is basically how we are as kids.
Yeah.
And then we end up being a sort of acting out a result of how we are programmed.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about that is that we can reprogram. As you say, even gluten intolerance can be reprogrammed.
Yeah.
I believe.
I believe so too.
I believe we are super powerful. And I think it's a really nice reminder what you were saying about blessing and thanking the food. I did that today when I made my delicious lunch. I made tortillas with...
I'm so hungry.
With with chickpeas. I made black bean puree, avocado, tomato salsa with mango.
You know, I haven't had avocado in the stores for so long.
I found it... Where did I find it?
I'm craving avocado. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, continue.
In Kobano, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, drizzled with some lime, salt and pepper. Divine. And then I was like, wow. I start to think about where the different things come from, where are they grown, who has worked with all of these things. And then you feel so grateful that you actually get to have this huge variety of food nearly anywhere you are in the world now.
Yeah.
Even here, we're in the jungle and we get stuff that doesn't grow near around.
But what I like here, it's like, if it's out, it's out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and then you really connect. Then you really connect with, like, okay, but it isn't right now. It's not like in Norway where you fly in from halfway across the world and
unripe stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it's like bananas are from the trees.
They are there all the time. Yeah, even the water supply here.
Yeah.
In where I'm staying now.
If it's out, it's out.
It's drying out now, so we have to be super careful, conscious. So it's very connected to how nature actually is.
Yeah. But I think that still, for probably all of us who have grown up in the time we have to be very honest with ourselves that we have so much programming around it and we're still super affected, even if we say we're like, oh, it's super free.
Yeah.
We're not. We're really not. I think that we still carry so much of the ideals of how we're supposed to look like, what is healthy. Healthy has a good label, unhealthy has a bad label.
There's so much shame and guilt.
Mm.
And even with, let's say, from vegans to meat eaters, like the hatred that can exist.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's many things to tackle. And I think when you work on your own stuff, the ripple effect that you have with how you behave and feel around food and what you choose is... It's huge, and people will be inspired around you also.
Yeah, I think so too. So what are you making for dinner?
What am I making for dinner? I'm not sure yet.
No?
Cooking a lot these days, or always. I'm always cooking a lot. I love to cook. I'm still I would say 99% drawn to plants and plant-based foods.
Yeah.
I still think it's so much fun to cook with a variety of plants. But yeah, if I order, yesterday I ordered a burrito, it had mozzarella in it, it had eggs, it had, yeah, that was basically it, that wasn't vegan.
Mm.
And then I'm like, great, this is what I want right now.
Yeah.
So, but when I cook myself, it tends to be, except for the eggs, almost always plants.
Mm.
But yeah, the thing that we talked about in the beginning was going out to eat.
Yeah.
And then having freedom to choose anything on the menu.
Mm.
That is very different from before.
Yeah. I'm still not 100% there, but better than I was.
Yeah, no, me neither. There's like, I scan it and I'm like, okay, meat things, yeah. Meat things, put it aside.
Yeah.
And then I find a few selections. But it's more than before.
Yeah.
So that's a big step forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intention to feel good and to make good choices.
And it's so funny how that changes. Like, I think the intention has always been to feel good, but then life just shows you all the different ways.
Yeah. And maybe it's even a season in life for everything.
Yeah. I believe so.
One season is now that we are in our fertile age, you know, hormones are super important.
Mm.
Maybe it will change after that when you get into menopause and you don't, you're not so affected by it anymore.
Yeah.
So men, for example, they can view diets in such a different way than we can.
Yeah.
Because we have complex systems that I think we don't even understand.
Yeah.
Yet.
I think so too.
Mm.
Well, I hope that if you're listening, you just maybe for your next meal... think about how you can have more pleasure and freedom.
Yeah.
And try to listen to your body instead of your brain.
Yeah, and
if you can,
take it stepwise because it's a transitional process.
Mm.
So you can't be like, okay, I'm going to let go of all my rules in one day.
Mm.
Because then you're going to struggle with guilt and shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it step by step
and
observe what your mind is saying to you.
Yeah.
I think it helps being in the role of the observer.
Yeah.
And maybe journal about it or even get help, as we both have had a lot of help. We always choose to get help from great people working through these things. And be, I think the most important part, be radically honest with yourself.
Mm.
Why are you making the choices that you are?
Mm.
Is it to punish yourself?
Mm.
Is it to... make sure you give yourself the stamp of a good person doing this or that. Or is it for ultimately, you know, pleasure?
Mm.
Engaging all your senses, tasting the food, smelling it. Even the sound of cooking is enticing to us.
Mm. Yeah. Well, with that, I think we will end the episode. I hope this clarified and gave you some of the things you were hoping for when we talked about it on Instagram.
It's hard to know actually when you talked about it, but we would love your feedback, and if there's something you want us to go even deeper into, we would love to.
Yeah, for sure.
You can choose different topics. We love food, we love talking about food. Love eating food.
Yeah. Now I'm really hungry, so I think we should end the episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Bye.